You know that saying, the one that asks about what the word assume means, that it makes, and I'll let you fill in the blank yourself, out of you and me. When you assume you know something about something or someone, you've already formed an opinion or made up your mind about a situation. What happens then is that you do not have ears to hear, eyes to see, or a heart that's open to reveal anything new to you. We know very little about Jesus before he begins his formal ministry. There's the birth story, followed by that side trip into Egypt on the way back. Then the next we hear about him is that trip to the temple when he's 12, when he stays behind and tells his parents that he was in his father's house. We know that Jesus is not your usual kid, but we can only imagine what his growing up was like. When Jesus shows up back in Nazareth at the beginning of his ministry, he brings along with him his disciples, a ragtag group of ordinary people that he's gathered up in his travels. Even though he's been away, his hometown friends and family have heard rumors about what Jesus has been doing since he left. And so they come when he arrives in their midst, either to gawk or perhaps with the hope of having their needs or those of a family member met. Most of us have learned you can't go back to a place in your past and expect it to be the same. It might look the same on the surface, but time has not stood still. Even if the place remains essentially the same, we are not the same people as we once were. It's a comfortable myth to think we know the lay of the land, the people, and where they fit, and how things will unfold, even if we haven't been there lately. The Jesus who comes back to start his ministry in his hometown is not the same boy they knew as Joseph and Mary's son, as a brother, as a carpenter, as the kid who grew up down the road and attended synagogue. This is a man they didn't really know at all, one who had a reputation for preaching, teaching, and healing people. This was, in essence, a stranger, someone who was calling them to live in an unimaginable way in the realm of God. The man they knew as the son of Joseph and Mary was making all sorts of weird statements and saying things that bordered on being blasphemous about his relationship with God. The people of Nazareth were amazed with what Jesus was doing, but in a way the Greek word used suggests they were incredulous, meaning they were full of disbelief. They said, "Where did he learn that? Where does his wisdom and healing power come from? Who does he think he is? After all, it's just Jesus, you know, Joseph and Mary's boy." What the people in Nazareth don't realize, or perhaps don't want to consider, is that the answer to all of those questions lies in the fact that it all comes from God. That answer is too radical and scary. The people can't conceive that God could actually appear in human form, especially in someone they had known all his life. Jesus was responding to divine obligation in his ministry, and comfort and custom aren't high on the list when God chooses to speak and act through a human person. Suddenly, everything we think we know and are comfortable with is disrupted and is no longer a safe normal we know or what we prefer. Jesus speaks into our lives, and we have to decide whether or not we want to let him into the quiet, comfortable places we inhabit and risk the discomfort and disruption that that will bring. From this inauspicious start, Jesus commissions and sends his friends out to act on his behalf with the power that he shares with them. Not everyone they meet will be truly amazed with what is offered to them. Many will not welcome them with open arms. but they'll go anyway, doing what Jesus has sent them to do, succeeding at times, making mistakes more often than not, but all the while doing their best. And doesn't that sound like what you and I are trying to do? You and I study and listen to the stories of the travels of the disciples and Jesus. I wonder, will we be like the people who felt they knew Jesus, who he was, and because of our assumptions, miss out on the possibilities that the gospel offers when we hear it today? Or will we be open to what can be when we believe and trust in the leading of the Spirit? When you follow the leading of the Spirit, things are perhaps not always as they seem. So prepare to be surprised. Amen.